Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
1350 AM, 93.3 FM, and 93.7 FM. Whichever you listen to, you're listening to News Radio KMAN, Manhattan.
And a good afternoon. It's 5 o'clock at News Radio KMAN. We continue with our daily updates on the COVID-19 status in Riley, Pottawatomie, and Gary counties. I'm Dave Lewis at the KMAN studios live today with Julie Gibbs, the Riley County Health Department director, who is calling from, I guess now, the Emergency Operations Center is your home away from home.
It is, yes.
Tell us, describe a little bit about what life is like there at the EOC. It was a surprising change from what I anticipated.
Yes. It's interesting. I'm lucky to have some great partners that I work with as part of this EOC, and just working through this. This is an ever-changing contagious disease, and we're working on it. And you know, we were just joking a little while ago how it was the flood one time, and now it's a virus that we're looking at. So two totally different things, but really the same plan that we have in place. So.
Well, this afternoon when I came back into the studios, I pulled up the map from the state of Kansas, and I saw that Riley County is not listed as one of the counties in Kansas that has a positive test on a patient here, but that has switched to Pottawatomie County.
Yes, it was a surprise to us a little bit last night. We worked through this. Actually, we have been working closely with Pottawatomie County Health Department Director Lisa Kenworthy. Her and I have been working closely, as well as our two EOCs, to get to the bottom of this. They discovered it, and what happened was it went to KDHE Labs. He was seen at the hospital March 17th. That specimen went to KDHE Labs. They labeled it as Riley County because they saw it was a Manhattan address. And so that's why it went to our EpiTrack. And so we did all of the disease investigation and contact tracing. But the good thing is he's being taken care of here at the hospital, and he's a Manhattan resident, but a Pottawatomie County address. So it was kind of a surprise to all of us, but the good thing is he's well taken care of.
And I saw his Facebook post yesterday, and what a gutsy thing for him to do, and showed a lot of courage and as much strength as he could muster to share his condition with his family and friends.
Yeah, he's been great, and his whole family has been great with all of this. So we really thank them, and we wish him well.
Yeah. Well, I see that the numbers in Kansas have increased statewide. Yesterday they were, I believe, 64. And now we're up to 82. That's an increase of 18. And we do have Douglas County is one that's picked up a number of new patients as well.
Yes. So we learned yesterday that Douglas County issued their stay-at-home order, much like the Core 4 did in KC area, probably due in response to their uptake in numbers, and also because they're so close to the Kansas City area. So their order is, you know, stay at home unless you need essentials.
Let's talk a little bit about that order as far as needing essentials that you have put out. And just to remind our residents here in the area of what they are allowed to do.
Sure. So the order that we put out was actually amended on Sunday. Just to make it a little more clear, we wanted to define things a little bit more. So to summarize that, we are indefinitely prohibiting non-medical services that do not allow for social distancing, such as hair salons, nail salons, fitness centers, gyms, massage therapy. We are also prohibiting access to public playground equipment. We know that the virus could live up to 24 hours on surfaces, so we want to limit access to public playground equipment. We are not closing off parks and trails. We still encourage you to get outside and exercise, do so with social distancing, but you can still do that, just not using the public playground equipment. We're also prohibiting restaurants, bars, and coffee shops. Their dine-in seating is prohibited. They are allowed to offer drive-through, carry-out, curbside services, and or delivery.
Okay. And many of the retail stores are still functioning.
Yes. We encourage social distancing of 6 feet between you and another person. We also encourage you just to get in, get your stuff, and then get out, not to linger around. This is not a time for leisurely shopping. So remember those things, and you should be good.
Let's talk a little bit about, once again, some of the symptoms of the mm-hmm. virus, and then also your call screening number, and if you want to see maybe if you should be taking some further action.
Sure. So if you have symptoms such as fever, cough, or shortness of breath, we want you to call the screening call center first. Before you call your healthcare provider, before you go to KSTAT or CONSA, we want you to call that number first. So that number is 785-323-6400. It is managed by a healthcare professional, and they'll be available every day, even the weekends, from 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. So again, that's only if you have symptoms such as fever, cough, or shortness of breath. And that number again is 785-323-6400.
Julie, we just have another minute or so. I wanted to tell you about an email that I got from a friend. This originated from Lane County, Kansas, and Lane County is kind of between Colby and Garden City, if you're not familiar with the Kansas geography. It says Colorado's cases.
Oh, I live in Scott City.
What's that?
I'm from Scott City.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm from
you would
it.
Have. This says Colorado's cases jumped from 116 to 591 within 7 days within 1 week. And they say the entire KC metro area is experiencing community transmission. And it says there's no reason anyone should be traveling past Lyman or Salina at this point unless you're a trucker. That's a pretty profound statement coming from Western Kansas.
That is, yeah. That's news to me.
Julie, any last-minute things that you'd like to share with our residents this afternoon?
Just a reminder to stay inside, unless you're getting outside to get some fresh air and exercise. Remember that social distancing, but really only get out if you absolutely need to for those essentials. Remember, essentials meaning food, gas, health care. Again, these are some odd times that we're experiencing. We're all having a little bit of difficulty maybe getting used to it, but hopefully it won't last long. But that's only if you practice these prevention methods.
Julie Gibbs with the Riley County Health Department, thank you for joining us this afternoon. We'll be doing this in the foreseeable future, keeping our listeners and residents up to date as to the things that they need to be taking into mind and into caution here throughout this coronavirus matter. So, Julie, thank you very much for joining us here on KMAN this afternoon.
Thank you, Dave.
And just a reminder for our listeners, we will be visiting tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. with Ascension Via Christi Hospital's President and CEO, Bob Koppel, who will bring us up to date on activities and matters there at the hospital. I'm Dave Lewis, News Radio KMAN.
Mid-State Mechanical, for residential or commercial plumbing, heating.